in questo momento desidero solo aggiungere che sono vivamente rammaricato.
At his Sunday Angelus, Pope Benedict said he was deeply sorry for the reactions in some countries to a few passages of his address at the University of Regensburg last week, which were considered offensive to the sensibilities of Muslims. Speaking at the papal summer residence in Castel Gandolfo, the Holy Father said the passages were, in fact, a quotation from a medieval text, which do not in any way express his personal thought. He pointed to the statement published on Saturday by the Cardinal Secretary of State, in which he explained the true meaning of the Pope's words.
Spero che questo valga a placare gli animi.
The Holy Father said that he hopes this serves to appease hearts and to clarify the true meaning of his address, which he said in its totality was and is an invitation to frank and sincere dialogue with great mutual respect. There have been several protests in Muslim countries since the address in Regensburg, which was meant as an academic lecture. After his comments on the Regensburg address, the Pope turned to two liturgical feasts from the week, the Triumph of the Cross and Our Lady of Sorrows. He pointed out that these two liturgical celebrations summarize the traditional image of the crucifixion, with the Virgin Mary at the foot of the cross with the evangelist John, the only apostle to stay with Jesus at the time of his death.
Ma adesso che senso ha esaltare la croce?
The Holy Father asked, in what sense do we exalt the cross, asking if it is not scandalous to venerate an infamous device of execution. The Pope then reminded the crowd of the words of St. Paul to the Corinthians, "We preach Christ crucified, scandal for the Jews, folly for the Gentiles."
I cristiani però non esaltano una qualsiasi croce.
The Holy Father said Christians do not exalt any cross, but the cross sanctified by the sacrifice of Jesus. He said that Christ on the cross poured his blood to free humanity from the slavery of sin and death. Therefore, the cross changes from a symbol of a curse to a symbol of blessing, from a symbol of death to a symbol of immortal life. After reciting the Angelus, the Holy Father spoke briefly in English.
May you stay here in Castel Gandolfo in Rome, be a time of spiritual enrichment, marked by the readiness to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Upon you and your loved ones, I invoke the grace and peace of Christ the Lord.
Pope Benedict also said he would speak more about his trip to Bavaria during his weekly general audience on Wednesday. I'm Charles Collins.